It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Humans in Montana are a lucky lot. Even in the darkest, coldest months of winter, we can drive to the market and find pretty much anything we'd like to eat. From a thick steak to a Caesar salad, our options are many. Even a fresh pineapple for your Montana luau. Things aren't quite so convenient for our animal neighbors. For them, winter is a season of scarcity, maybe starvation, and they have to come up with ways to eke out a living until spring. The strategies for doing this seem to fall into a few basic types. Animals either tough it out, leave the area, store food for the winter, or just sleep through it all. Elk are an example of the tough it out approach. They move into areas with little snow cover, like windswept parklands, and graze on what grass is available. In the winter, grass stores most of its nutrients in its root system, so what the elk get to nibble on is not terribly nutritious. Sometimes even these open parklands are covered in too much snow for the elk to dig through, so they must move to wooded areas and browse twigs and shoots and the bark of trees such as aspen. Again, this is not very nutritious food, and as a consequence, many elk may not survive the winter in good health. Montana's sandhill cranes have a different strategy, migration. They spend all summer nesting and raising their young in western Montana's wetlands. They fly south in September and spend the winter in southern New Mexico, where food is more plentiful. They make the long and arduous flight back to Montana in April. So like many of our well-to-do human residents, they avoid our harsh winters entirely while enjoying our wonderful summers. Red squirrels do not migrate, and their food sources, mostly the seeds from pine cones, are not available during the winter. They solve this dilemma by storing their food. All summer long, they drop pine cones from trees and collect them in large piles called middens. Then in the fall, they'll start to extract the seeds one at a time and bury them in small holes not far from the midden. These caches are the main food source for the squirrels all winter and allow them to remain active and chattering throughout the season. A larger member of the squirrel family, marmots graze on grasses and sedges of their alpine habitat. These plants are hard to store because they mold easily, and marmots haven't learned from their alpine neighbors, pikas, how to solve this problem by drying the grass. So marmots get through the winter in perhaps the most interesting way. They hibernate. Summers find these rodents sucking down food like industrial-strength vacuum cleaners. They get very fat very quickly. In the fall, they go into a den made under alpine boulder fields and enter a state of torpor. Their core temperature drops to near 32 degrees Fahrenheit, and their heart and breathing rates slow to a crawl. They get all of their nourishment from the fat they built up the previous summer. Since they hibernate for up to 8 months of the year, if a marmot doesn't do a good job of building up fat in the short summer, it will almost certainly perish. Fending off starvation during the winter is a tough task, and all of these strategies have advantages and disadvantages. They do, however, seem to give these animals their best chance of surviving Montana's toughest time of year. For me, I'm glad that human wintertime survival strategies included the invention of microbrews and frozen pizza. Now I'll just have to worry about taking off the pounds come spring. Dave Wall wrote this week's Field Note. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out about our upcoming Saturday Discovery Day field trips and evening lectures, call 327-0405 or visit our website at www.montananaturalist.org.